Hi guys, welcome back. Wait, hold on. Welcome to the first episode of Bit My Tongue. For context, I wanted to say that this episode was recorded a little over a month ago now, because podcasts are different and I need to be consistent, so I have to stack episodes up. So yeah, so if you want to get into my head, if you want to see where I was mentally about a month ago, this is it. I did want to give you guys a little bit of context, but I do talk about YouTube. I do talk about why I wanted to start a podcast. I do talk about why I'm in a car. I answer all of your questions throughout the episode. So tune in until the end, and I hope you guys enjoy it, and I love you. Mwah. I literally, like, y'all, podcasts are so extra for no reason. Like, for no reason. They're, like, so fun, but they're so extra for no reason. It's the way I made a list of, like, you know, just in case, like, maybe I should talk about this. Oh, just in case, like, if I run out of shit to talk about, maybe let me talk about that. And so I have a list in front of me. I mean, I might put the list away for a little bit. I might just check the list occasionally. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Okay. The first thing I want to talk about right now is my potential nicotine addiction. What the fuck is going on, y'all? Like, okay, I remember, let me take, and also my mom already knows that I vape sometimes. That is so embarrassing to fucking say it. I can't believe that just came out of my mouth. I sometimes will occasionally hit the vape once or twice or so. And, indulge in nicotine once or twice or so. And if you are under the age of 21, don't do it. Don't fucking do it. I already said it, so y'all can't fucking sue me. Don't fucking do it. But anyways, mommy, if you're watching this, I'm sorry I'm like airing it out there, but also you already know. Anytime my mom sees me indulging in nicotine, she's like, pretends like she has never seen me do it. It's like her mind was erased, and every time she's like, Mija, what are you doing? What are you doing to your lungs? You do that? You hit the vape sometimes? And I'm like, un poquito, just a little bit, sometimes, just sometimes. I will say, I don't have like a raging addiction. Actually, I don't know if I do. No, I don't. I don't. That's what we're like debunking right now. I don't, but I recently have been questioning if I am low-key a little bit, you know, addicted to nicotine and I'm in denial, or if I'm just chilling, because this is the gag. I remember when I was younger, one of my friend's dads, we were all like hanging out or something, and he was like talking about something. I don't know what we were fucking talking about. And he was like, there's two types of people in the world. There's people who have addictive personalities and there's people who don't. And he was like, and I don't know how it got brought up and whatever. And then he was like, no, Nye, I don't think you have an addictive personality. And I'm like, you know what? You're so right, because I don't. Because when I want to quit something, I'm like, I can quit it. Like, I can like, I feel like everyone fucking says that, but genuinely I can. I am able to set myself on something and be like, okay, we're going there and I'm doing that. And like, this is what I want. I want to start working out, or, oh, I want to hit the fucking, I want to stop hitting the vape. I am someone who can do that easily. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm like, listen, am I like, I don't think I have an addictive personality. Because I can stop myself and I decide what I want to do. Like, it's not like I have this urge in my body and my body's like, I can't fight it. Like, I need to hit the vape. Like, it's not that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's where I'm like, I think I'm good. But the thing is sometimes I want a Juul hit almost every day. Listen, this is like I fear we're getting into, like, hey, girl, you need an intervention zone right now. Like, I feel like some of you guys are watching this, like, but I'm fine. Listen, this is my thing. I don't feel like I fucking rely on a Juul. I don't even have one. Or a vape. I don't even have one right now. I don't. But I have friends who have a little vape, and sometimes when they're, like, walking around with their vape, I'm like, ooh, that looks fun. I also love holding shit. I'm a very, like, I will grab things, and so I love grabbing a little Juul or a little puff once in a while. Once in a while, you know, when, like, ooh, like, I'm just like, ooh, that, like, I'm craving it a little bit, and I like giving it a little hit and being like, ooh, like, that did something. That didn't do fucking anything. And then giving it back to my friend and then going about my day. Or sometimes, you know, if I'm a little like, ooh, we had a drink or two, I will steal the fucking vape. I will hold on to it for longer than I should. And I will be hitting that shit when I'm a little, like, tipsy vibes. So it's nothing to be concerned about, friends and family. But I'm just saying, when does it get to the point where you're like, okay, you know what? This isn't me just, like, indulging. Like, I'm just indulging, you know? And, like, whatever. And, like, when does it cross the border from, like, I'm indulging to, like, wait, I think I have an addiction a little bit. I mean, if I'm, like, analyzing, like, if I'm stepping outside of my body right now, I think I'm fine. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed my rant about my potential addiction to the vape. But unfortunately, we're gonna have to, like, change topics now. Oh, okay, wait. Actually, speaking of vaping and nicotine, I got sent the funniest tweet a little bit ago. And I kind of want to, like, read it to you guys, because I think it's, like, actually, this is tea as fuck. This is tea. How do you as a Gen Zer even start smoking cigarettes? The Y2K aesthetic was never that serious. And I was like, wait, tea as fuck, because why is it why are cigarettes coming back? This is kind of an unpopular opinion. Again, I'm not encouraging it. I'm just sharing my thoughts and opinions and things that I've noticed recently. But tell me why. I don't know if this is how it is in your guys' hometowns. And I don't know if, like, you can relate to what I'm saying. But people from big cities, like New York vibes. Wait, did I sound like a douchebag? People from big cities. Oh, you guys wouldn't know. I'm talking about, like, big cities like New York, London. I mean, Europe especially. But New York, like, London, LA. I feel like in every fucking social scene, like, in every fucking social setting, someone is smoking a cigarette. Like, at every party, someone is smoking a cigarette. And it's just, like, every social gathering, the cigarettes are out. And this was something that, like, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or if it's, like, just a big city thing. But while I was growing up, like, in my hometown, people didn't smoke like that. Like, I would go out to, like, I don't know, like, the bars in my hometown or, like, whatever in my hometown, like, the parties or whatever. And people were not just, like, socially, like, smoking a cigarette or, like, they got drunk and, like, smoked a cigarette. Like, that was not a thing. It was, like, if there was people who were smoking cigarettes, it was, like, the old adults, my parents' friends, and it was, like, one, like, it was not that many of them. It was, like, that one random Theo that smoked cigarettes and, like, always smelled like cigarettes, but, like, never was it something like, oh, yeah, everyone's, like, smoking a cig, you know, and I feel like that's, like, a thing now. I don't know. When did we go from, like, vapes are better than cigarettes, like, giving our generation, like, an e-cigarette, and then our generation being like, yeah, this is fun and all, but, like, let's go back to, like, the real shit. Let's get on that hard shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, when did that fucking happen? I don't know, man. I've been going to a lot of social gatherings, and the cigarettes are always out and about. That's all I am saying. I remember one time, I was visiting my hometown for, like, Christmas. And, like, this is where I mean, like, I'm like, is this something that, like, everyone is experiencing? Because I went back to my hometown. And, like, my hometown's really small. It's like a, it's considered a city, but it's really like not that many people, and like everyone like knows each other or whatever. It's like a normal Texas hometown, like suburban, you know what I'm saying? And I remember I flew in with one of like my friends that I met out here, and like me and my friend were like visiting my hometown, and I remember we all went out to like a bar. We all went out to a bar for Christmas because it was just like, I live in a fucking like random place in Texas, so like people don't, we don't have like fun stuff to do, so people just go to bars and like hang out together at bars. Like it's not like people are getting like crazy drunk, people just like hang out at bars and like watch shit. So on Christmas we all got together at a bar and we were watching shit, and some of our friends like started drinking. And so my friend that came with us drank, and I remember they're like, wait, I want a cigarette. And so they started smoking a cigarette at this bar, and I remember all my hometown friends were like, why is this guy, like, what, why are they smoking a cigarette? Like, and I was like, what? Like, it was so foreign. And they were like, why is this dude, like, what? Why are they smoking a cigarette? So I was like, okay, so cigarettes haven't made the hometowns yet. They haven't like infiltrated the hometowns. Is that what I'm hearing? Anyways, listen, I would love to have like a really smooth transition into the next thing that I want to talk about, but I'm a one man show. Like I'm a one man show. Like you guys are asking too much of me right now. I want to talk about why I wanted to start a podcast and encourage you guys, the audience that's watching, to maybe start a podcast of your own. Because this is a really great feeling. This is a really, you know, being able to speak your mind freely for a fucking hour and just talk about random shit and just letting it out is really freeing. And maybe we as a society would be better if everyone had a podcast. We as a society do not need another fucking podcast, y'all. We do not need another fucking podcast. I'm just saying it feels really good to be able to, like, every thought that I have appear constantly going on, like, the back-to-back conversation and story and thoughts that I'm having in my brain at all times, being able to, like, release that feels really great. You know what I'm saying? It's just, like, really freeing. And my podcast is actually just my saved memories on Snapchat, but put together into 1 hour. That's literally what it is. If I go on my Snapchat right now, it's literally me talking about something random to myself, to no one. I'm not having a conversation with anyone. I am literally just recording myself and sharing a thought and saving it. To my audio listeners, I kind of wanted to describe what everyone on YouTube is seeing right now. And just, I want to describe the visual that's happening. I am currently going into the depths of my, and the pits of my Snapchat memories right now and playing a random video that I just fucking found. And so that's what that other noise is. Anyways, this is the video. This is the first fucking video that I clicked on. you guys have to hear me out. Can I just play it and then can I explain? Like, can I do that? Okay.
Bro, Joe Dispenza, Dr. Joe Dispenza eats, but he needs a new PR team because this is not appealing to Gen Z, babe.
Everything you create in your life will take time because you'll have to move your body through space. And when you move your body through space, it's going to take time.
This fucking, like, so you cable house, direct TV like, ass commercial, like, middle of the night
ass. Like, me, like, talking shit. Like, me complaining about Dr. Joe Dispenza on my fucking Snapchat memories is crazy. Like, that is crazy. Okay, if you guys don't know who Dr. Joe Dispenza is, he's a scientist, teacher, lecturer, and author. Listen, this is how I know him. He's just like, he's kind of like a shaman a little bit. I feel like I'm probably really wrong, but he is really big in like the manifestation community and like all of that. So I feel like I've been, like, trying to, like, inform myself more about manifestation and the brain and whatever. So I stumbled across a fucking Dr. Joe Dispenza, like, self-talk video on YouTube. And it's the way that I started watching it. And I was like, oh, like, T, he's like, you know, he's giving some good tips and tricks right now. Like, I am on the path of self-healing and manifestation. And I was watching this video and I was like, bro, why is this literally a fucking, like, direct TV? Like, this is a middle of the night cable video. Like, I would, that Dr. Joe Dispenza would be my fucking sleep paralysis demon. Me, I would be waking up in the middle of the fucking night to him and his fucking PowerPoint presentation ass video on the TV at like 4 a.m. Like, that is what that video gave. I felt like I was literally role playing me waking up at 4 a.m. to like a random fucking video on like cable. And I was like, wait, but like, also he eats though. You guys get what I'm trying to say. He eats. I just think he does need a new PR team. Like, we need a Gen Z Dr. Joe Dispenza's talks so that Gen Z can be better. Because if Joe Dispenza's PR team made like a TikTok about healing your brain and how the brain works and manifestation, maybe we would all be better as a society. And that's all I have to say on that. Anyways, my fucking point is, my Snapchat has become me expressing random thoughts that I have and saving it and not sharing it with anyone except for myself. And maybe that's for the best. Maybe that's good. But now I've made a podcast, so now it's kind of like, you know what? I can't keep it locked up any longer. Like, I can't. I had to free it. I had to free my thoughts. And so now we're here. But anyways, you guys, back to, let me reel myself in. Let me be a good podcaster and let me get back on track to what I was saying. I wanted to share a little bit, maybe talk about why I wanted to create a podcast. Some of you may know me from YouTube. Some of you may know me from TikTok. Some of you may know me from Instagram. Maybe the moms know me from Facebook. I don't have a fucking Facebook, but you know, I'm around, and this is a completely different format, and it's completely different from YouTube in a sense, and that's what I love about it, and that's kind of why I wanted to do this. I feel like when it comes to YouTube, I feel like I put a lot of pressure on myself when it comes to YouTube. I put a lot of pressure on myself in general, like, for everything. And specifically when it comes to, like, work stuff and, like, YouTube, I want to make sure that I'm, like, putting my best foot forward. Like, I will never be a quantity over quality girl. I just can't do it. I'm not going to put out shit every week that I don't love, that I don't think is funny, that I don't think is entertaining, for the sake of doing it. I physically can't. The thought makes me ill. If I were able to get to a place where I am able to give quality and quantity, or like a version of quality and quantity, I'm down. But I'm not putting out something that I fucking am like, this sucks. Why would I do that? So anyways, back to YouTube. I feel like I put a lot of pressure on myself when it comes to YouTube, and I think a lot of people who do YouTube can also relate. I know I have friends. I have friends who feel the same way. I have some people that I know that also feel the same way about it, but it's just like, YouTube in general is one of those platforms where it's like, you can't just like throw some bullshit together and like put it out there. Like, unfortunately, it has to be thought out. Like, it really does when it comes to like the title, even the thumbnail. You have to put a little bit of thought into it. I'm not saying, like, there's some people who literally hire people to make their, like, thumbnails and make their titles. And, like, they have, like, a whole team of people, like, creating their thumbnails, and they, like, pick from them, and they're all, like, slightly a little bit different, but, like, a little more appealing. There's some people who go crazy on it and, like, pay a lot of attention to the details and really go in. And there's some people that, you know, put a little more thought into it. I would definitely say I'm one of those people who puts a little bit more thought into it. I'm not, like, really crazy about it where I'm like, I need a whole team and I need to, like, oh, we need to have a photo shoot for each thumbnail. I'm not on that vibe, but I will be paying attention to, you know, the details And I fear that you have to do that a lot with YouTube if you want to get yourself out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's just it's a lot more of a process with YouTube. I like that with podcasts, I'm able to just kind of, like, talk about whatever I want to talk about and, like, whatever's on the top of my head and, like, not put so much thought into an idea or a concept and just be able to, like, be myself. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's the idea of YouTube. You know, talk about whatever and, like, capture whatever the fuck. But it's not, unfortunately. YouTube is more, like, structure, I find. So, I like this format a little bit more in a way where I can just talk about whatever I want to talk about and like put something out consistently for you guys, because I feel like with podcasts this is something you can do with quality and quantity. But yeah, and also sometimes I just want to talk shit. Like sometimes I just literally just want to talk shit and talk about whatever is on my mind, and I can do that here. YouTube is so funny for me because I really do take a lot of pride in doing YouTube. Like, I really take a lot of pride in doing YouTube, and I take a lot of pride in when people even call me, like, a YouTuber. Like, I'm like, that is important. Like, I'm like, that means something to me. And I find it just, like, I think it's so funny because I see so many comments of people being like, oh my god, she, like, disappears for a month. And, like, what does she even do for a month? Like, oh, she posts videos every once in a while. And, like, what does she even do? And, like, oh, I wish I had your life and did nothing all day. And I'm like, bro, like, I don't do nothing all day. It's the way that I have filmed so many videos. I film videos all the fucking time. Like, I have a camera in my hand at least once a fucking week. But half of those videos, like, not 85% of the videos and stuff that I have put together, I just was like, this is, like, shit. And I don't like it. And it's just, like, not vibes. Yes, am I hard on myself? Yes. Am I picky? For sure. But I, like, half of the time, like, those videos, like, I'm always filming and doing something. I just don't end up deciding to post it because I just don't like it, or I don't think it's good enough, or I'm just like, oh, this isn't vibes. I didn't like this one. This one's not that funny. I'm bored. Like, if I'm bored, like, someone else is literally going to be bored. Like, I just want to put out stuff that I enjoy. You know what I'm saying? And granted, I will say, yes, I am a little bit picky. I am picky with, like, stupid shit. I really, like, it's really never that serious, but I am picky about stupid shit. And sometimes I do, like, you know, I will, like, hold back from, like, posting something because I'm just being picky and it's really not, like, that bad. But I don't know. I'm working on that. That's just my process right now. So maybe, you know, when I start healing or whatever the fuck, when Dr. Joe Dispenza fixes that, maybe then I'll, like, you know, stop doing that and I'll just post more videos that are in the archives. But for now, this is what we got. So anyways, listen, I don't know if I want to run in really quickly and pee so I can come back and we can all have a good time. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Fuck, I really gotta pee so bad. Okay, I'm gonna be right back. Ooh, kissy. Ooh. Okay. Hi, guys. I'm back from my potty break. I just, like, ran to the restrooms at my local Walgreens. And I'm out of breath. And also, that shit was the scariest thing ever. Like, Walgreens bathrooms are the most sinister thing ever. That shit is a back room. There are people in the Walgreens restrooms that are waiting for you so that they can kill you. Bro, I'm out of breath right now. Like, this is crazy. It's also the way that I left all of my cameras and my podcast equipment in my car in the parking lot of a Walgreens while I went to go pee. I for sure thought that I was going to come back and my cameras were going to be gone and, like, my car, like, the rims of my car were going to be fucking gone and, like, the steering wheel was going to be gone. I actually had a dream. I had a dream. Listen, I know no one gives a fuck about dreams, but I do. I care. And so you guys have to listen to my dream. I had a dream that I went back to my high school and I was driving my car and I parked it in a parking lot overnight. And when I went back to pick up my car, because I was like, oh my God, fuck. Like, I literally forgot that I left my fucking vehicle in the parking lot overnight. And I realized in the morning and I was like, oh fuck, we gotta go get my car. I forgot. We go back and I go to my fucking high school's parking lot, and it's the way that my car has no tires, has no steering wheel, has no like radio device in the middle. The fucking like the seats are like ripped out. Like, it's literally just the fucking metal frame of my car sitting in the parking lot. And I was like, no, my car. And I was like, what the fuck? Who fucking did this, bro? And then I go to, like, call my mom about it and tell her that, like, my car, like, all the pieces in my fucking vehicle have been removed. And when I turn around, there's some random man in the fucking metal framing of my car driving my car away. And I was like, you're gonna take that too? Like, you're gonna take my fucking, the metal framing of my car? It doesn't even have wheels! And the man was fucking driving away in my fucking metal frame. And I literally remember I was with, like, the friend that dropped me off back in the parking lot to pick up my car. I was like, we have to follow him. And I got into the fucking driver's, like, the passenger seat. We were chasing down this fucking man. And he got away with it. He got away with it. So, literally, anyways, that's what I thought I was going to come out to. Like, I was like, oh, no, my trauma is happening. It's fucking happening. So, my car is still intact. Just in case you guys were wondering. Everything's still okay. We are okay. On to my life. On to more personal affairs. I have an announcement. I am moving to New York for a month. I'm moving to New York for a month. I am so fucking excited to be going to New York. I actually literally leave tomorrow. You guys... not me being a New York girl, like, not me being like a New York girl. All the New York girls are literally gonna be like, can you leave, can you get the fuck out? Not me literally being a New Yorker. Now I'm a New York and you're on Long Island. That's my New York. Listen, I'm bad at accents. I'm going to New York. I'm so fucking excited. I'm so fucking excited. I have been wanting to get out of LA for a little bit now. I don't know if it's the summer. I don't know if it's fucking Mercury in retrograde. I don't fucking know if it's literally my zodiac sign in conjunction with the fucking moon. I don't know. I don't know, but I've been literally craving getting out of LA so bad. Like, so bad to the point where I looked at Zillow houses. I was like, damn, I want to leave that bad. And then I was like, let me relax. Like, hold on. Let's relax. I think this is fully, like, a little phase. And I do think it's a little bit of a phase because I recently did a world tour, apparently. Like, why was I literally on tour for no reason? I went to Germany for a fashion show. Fashion. I went for a fashion show, and then from there I like randomly stopped in France for like a day, and then from there, because I had like work, and then from there I had work in New York, so I went to New York. And it was all within a span of a week. I like went to a bunch of different places in the span of a week, and I'm like, wait, why am I literally Rihanna right now? What the fuck is going on? Like, who let me go on a random world tour just now? Anyways, I'm not even gonna get into it. The point is, I was out of LA for a little bit, and it's the way that my soul, it's the way that I was reborn. It wasn't even being in New York, it was just being anywhere else. I've come to the conclusion that LA is literally like a suburban big city. Like, it is a city, but it's not like a traditional big city like everywhere else in the world. LA doesn't have public transportation. Like, it does, but it doesn't. Like, the bus that comes around like every once in a while, but no one uses a fucking bus. Like, we don't have actual public transportation, like a subway or like a bus route that is convenient. Like, the city is just so spread out. It's literally a suburban big city. Unlike Paris, unlike London, unlike New York, unlike fucking Korea. Like, all of these big cities have public transportation where, like, you don't need to have a fucking car to get from point A to point B, and where everything is, like, closer together, and you can, like, walk out and be in your block and be in your, like, neighborhood and be able to, like, eat and, like, live and grab groceries and do things and just walk. Like, walkable cities exist, and LA is not one of them. And in my head, the best way that I've put it is that LA is literally, like, a random suburban city, like, from Texas, but big version. So, you, like, you literally have to fucking drive so long to do anything. Like, it literally, like, you have to fucking drive everywhere. If you want to get food, you have to, if you want to get food, you have to literally, like, 10-minute drive to somewhere to eat. And then the parking and just all of that is so, like, it takes so much more effort to live life. I feel like I'm a mother who is, like, starting her life in, like, a random city, and, like, I have to, like, go buy, like, groceries and be a big adult, and, like, I don't feel like I'm living. When I went to New York, I felt like my days just felt so much more productive. Like, it felt like my days were so full of things to do, and they were more productive, and I was, like, using my time, like, wisely, and I would come home to the hotel, and I would lay in bed and be like, damn, that was a good ass day. Like, I just did so much, and it was literally solely because I was walking so much, and I was literally getting outside of the house, and I was walking to places to, like, get food, or, like, if I wanted to get my nails done, like, I would walk, like, 10 minutes, and, like, I was able to get my nails done. It was just, everything felt so much more accessible, and because people are able to, like, walk around and get from point A to point B so quickly, it also, like, people, it also is easier to socialize and, like, get together with someone, whereas in LA, much like how moms in fucking Texas do, if you want to get together with someone, it's not like you can just call someone and be like, hey, I'm here, meet me real quick. It's more of a plan. Like, you have to plan something out. Like, let's hang out on Wednesday at 7 p.m. and let's get dinner, and we'll drive in our cars, and we'll drive 20 minutes away to get dinner at this one place, and then we'll go home. I literally feel like, in the most respectful, loving way possible, I feel like how my, when my mom makes plans with her friends who have kids and children and a job and life and a life and life, you know what I'm saying? And that's just like, it just feels like at my age right now, people my age are in college and they're like running around with like their college friends. And like, you know, like, oh, go to their dorm and let's go run and grab a bite. Like, it's just like everything is, it's just more accessible. Like, young people just need to be out. You know what I'm saying? Like, young people need to be out. That's just how it is. And I feel like in New York and in like Germany and London, wherever, it was easier to get shit done. Like, I remember literally I went to New York for a couple of days and I randomly woke up at 5 a.m. and I go on my little, like, workout app, because there's this app that I use to, like, find workout classes. And I see a Pilates class. I see a Pilates class, and it's fucking, like, a 10-minute walk to the Pilates class. And it starts at 6 a.m. I was randomly up at 5 a.m. I was like, perfect, in an hour, I'm gonna get ready. And then I'm gonna walk 10 minutes and go to my fucking Pilates class. And then I'm gonna walk back, maybe grab some breakfast. And I did that. I literally walked to the Pilates class, and then there was, like, a little cafe in front of it. So then I walked, and I got, coffee and like eggs, and then I went and I did some work, and then I was able to like come home, and I remember I walked to a fucking park that was close by, and I sat on a fucking park bench and I hung out, and that was it. Like, I wasn't even doing much, and I literally just hung out, and I was staring at a view, and I was sitting on a fucking park bench, and I went home, and I was like, today was such a good day because I was able to fucking live my life. I wasn't like in a car all fucking day. Like, it was like nice. And another one of the days, I rode a bike to, like, this big park in New York, and I laid, and I got some sun, and I literally fucking tanned, and I was reading, and I was laying in a park, and I was tanning. And then I went home, I biked home, I did some work, and then I walked out, and I grabbed dinner. It just felt like I was living my fucking life in these other cities. And I feel like the way of life in LA is a little slower. And so in turn, I tend to spend a lot of time by myself, you know, like isolated in my fucking car, in my apartment. And yeah, wait, that kind of gets me into something else. I think that that's literally why LA is like the loneliest city. I have like this idea that like I literally call LA like the lonely city because it's literally, I feel like everyone here is always talking about like, oh, I'm so lonely. I'm like, y'all. And it's literally that. I think it's fully just because like everyone's just always by themselves. Like, you are fucking lonely. Like, it takes so much effort to make plans unless you literally go to work every day and like have a 9-to-5 and like clock in and have your like coworkers, which a lot of people do, which that's, you know, balance and vibes. But everyone else who doesn't, who's like a freelance artist or whatever the fuck, that's why they all feel that way. Whatever. Anyways, the point is, LA is really kind of not built for young people. Also, like, fix the transportation system vibes, question mark. Can we also make it a little more walkable? I don't know if, like, you guys can, like, fix, like, you know, fix the floor plan a little bit and, like, because it would be vibes. Because the thing is, LA itself, the idea of LA is vibes. The beach is right there. Like 90% of the days, it's sunny. The weather's nice. They have fucking like green smoothies. I don't know. The idea of LA is vibes. The execution isn't so great. So y'all gotta have to, like, you guys have to, you guys have to fix it or tweak it. Cause I, like, when I come home, when I come back to LA from like somewhere else, I'm like, oh my God, there's so many trees. Like, the weather is so nice. Like, it's really not that bad. And then, like, I start living and I'm like, oh, I'm not living life. I'm by myself, like, all the fucking time. And, like, I have to drive everywhere. Like, it's just, like, such a hassle to do anything. Anyways, while I was in New York, I was like, life is so beautiful. Life is so beautiful. And I am just a girl. Like, I'm a girl in my 20s and I'm living life. Like, life is so beautiful, y'all. And then I was like, wait, why don't I feel this way when I'm in California? You guys, what's going on? And then I, like, thought about it, and I was like, you know what? I just gotta get out. Maybe potentially move. We'll figure it out. Because this is not sustainable for me. Like, LA is great when I have it in doses. LA is great if I, like, am able to travel or if I'm able to, like, get out of it. That's when I appreciate it. So that's where I'm like, you, like, I don't know if full-time I could live here, maybe. I don't know. That's the thing. Another thing, also, I will say, this is something everyone says. I feel like whenever, like, an influencer fucking talks about New York and LA, they're like, New York, the people are just so real. The people are just so real in New York. Like, the vibes, the fucking energy is so crazy. What they mean is that not everyone is a fucking, like, influencer running around with, like, a fucking spray tan and, like, lip filler. And, like, there's actual normal people. That's what they mean by it. Like, New York, you know, it's just the vibes and the people are so, like, the people are just so amazing. It's just literally, like, a normal-ass person. Like, that's, it's just, like, all of, like, normal fucking people. That's literally what it fucking is. There's just so many different types of people in New York. It's just, like, actual normal people and not, like, Beverly Hills moms and, like, influencers. And so the vibes are good. So that is another thing. But which is, like, a big part of it. I love not seeing a Beverly Hills mom every day. No shade to the Beverly Hills moms. We love them. But I want a little bit of, like, you know, normalicity. I also do live in a very specific area in LA. I know that LA natives are like, it's literally just because you live in West Hollywood, like, that's what it is. And that's true as fuck, because, like, if you leave, like, the really populated area of LA, like, it's just, it's more chill and, like, you don't experience this as much. But in the heat of it all, in the middle, in, like, the actual, like, city of LA, like, when you are in, like, West Hollywood, fucking Santa Monica. Like, there are very specific types of people in, like, the city part of LA. It's, like, literally fucking, like, Beverly Hills moms, influencers, like, fucking models, and, like, people in Lamborghinis driving around, like, in fucking, like, really crazy cars. And it just is such a fucking, like, it's just so much. It's such a show. It just feels like such a fucking show that you're like, this is not a real place. Like, this is, like, for sure, like, a movie scene happening right now. Because, like, what do you mean I just saw, like, 7 Lamborghinis driving down the street? The point is, LA is just so, such a little, like, fantasy, not real place that when you go to a real place, you're like, wait, I totally live in a fantasy, not real place. And I want to go back to, like, a actual, like, place with, like, normal human beings and stuff. Is that a fucking bug in my car? Okay, wait, back to what I was saying. So, yeah, anyways, I'm going to New York for a month. I just kind of want to be out of LA. I also kind of want to figure out if I want to stay in LA. If I do, like, what that's going to be like. I also just want to, like, go on a vacation. I haven't done that in a really, really long time. I just want to get out of my apartment. That would be really cool. And yeah, that's literally all it is. That's, yeah. I actually have, like, 2 things that I'm working on while I'm out there that you guys will know about very soon. Not to be one of those girls who's, like, coming out soon. Or you guys will see soon. But you guys will see soon. I'm working on 2 things, and it's literally, like, a couple days apart. So it's literally over the span of 2 weeks, and I was like, okay, well, if I'm gonna be there for 2 weeks, why not make it 4? Like, why not just make it, like, a month? So it works out, and I'm actually really excited. I'm just literally gonna be a girl and run around and live my life, and yeah. I don't know. I feel like we as young people have to give ourselves more leeway to just do nothing and, like, figure it out. Like, yeah, I feel like we just all, like, need more time to just figure shit out. Because, like, right now, I'm fully going to New York without really, like, having, like, something to do there. I do have work, but I'm really just going to be there for a month because I want to be there for a month. And a part of me is like, oh my god, what? Like, that's a long-ass time. I have responsibilities. But then another part of me is like, I'm literally a fucking child, and, like, let me just live my life. And also, I feel like that time will give me a chance to find some new things out about myself. To discover some things. You know what I'm saying? Give myself that time to grow. Figure out what I want to do, what my goals are. We need time to just sit around and figure out the next step. Because the next step, you know, sometimes you burn yourself out. You're just doing so much. You're, like, back to back. And I have to have everything figured out and planned out and going according to plan. Sometimes you just got to sit around and just let it come. Like, sometimes you just got to sit around and let the plans come to you and figure it out. So that's what I'm going to do. Did I say anything just now? Yeah, so, and it's also summer, so I'm like, I just want to live my life, and I'm going out there with my friend Amanda, who also happens to be my assistant and works with me, because I'm really disorganized and I need someone to keep me on track of life and my work and my responsibilities, but we also happen to be really great friends, and she's coming out with me, and yeah, we're just gonna be running around, and I think I'm gonna film it. I think I want to make a couple videos out of it. I don't know. I feel like this year has been such a year of growth, like, unexpectedly. Cause I thought, like, listen, we all know. I don't know about you guys, but 2022 was crazy. Like, 2022 was messy. 2022 was, like, the year of fuck ups. That was 2022 was the storm, and 2023 is, like, the growth after the fucking storm. Because it's the way that these past couple of months, I am an entirely different person to who I was December. And I say that every couple of weeks. I always say, oh my God, I feel like a different person. Like, I'm like not the same person as I was fucking yesterday. I'm not the fucking same person I was a month ago. I feel like a different person every month. I say that all the time, but it is the way that I literally do not resonate with December night, like 2022 night. I just feel like I have matured a lot. I've grown a lot. I just feel like I'm a completely different place in my life. And yeah, this year is just like, this is a fucking year of growth. And just living fucking life and figuring things out. And just, you know, being able to be a fucking, like, young person. Like, just be a young person. Just fucking be a young person. Like, it's okay. Like, it's really so fine. So, yeah, I'm really excited to go to New York. And I do want to film while I'm out there. I think our best work comes from when we are living life. Like, it just happens when we, like, just for everyone. I'm not just saying, like, specifically pertaining to, like, creative people in general. Like, you don't gotta, like, lock yourself up and force yourself for something to happen, because that's not how shit happens. Like, you just gotta let life happen. Just fucking live life. Make memories, whatever, and that's when, like, the best ideas, the best moments, the best breakthroughs happen. And that was a little bit of, some bars from me. So, I've been in, like, my living in the moment arc recently. I feel like, in general, I am a live in the moment kind of girl, but more, I feel like I've been doing it more than ever recently. Like, I'm just, like, I don't even pick up the phone. No, but, like, literally, it's the way that all of my friends are like, dude, I literally don't know what you do ever, like, in general, like, in life. Like, I don't know what you do. It's the way that people have been telling me that a lot recently. Like, just, like, dude, you're, like, kind of mysterious. Like, what the fuck do you do? And at first, I always thought it was a joke. Like, when people were like, oh, like, telling me that, I'm like, you think I'm mysterious? It's not that. It's the fact that I don't let anyone know of my whereabouts. Like, I don't fucking tell anyone what the fuck I'm doing ever. Like, I fully got on a 13-hour flight to a different country, and I forgot to let my mom know I was going to the country. I forgot to let my mom know I was even leaving. And so for 13 hours, I'm on this flight. This flight has no service, no Wi-Fi, no Bluetooth, no fucking anything. And I'm on this fucking flight, and I'm like, I did not tell my mom. And I'm on the flight for 13 hours. And I didn't tell my mom. And I was going to, like, Korea. Like, it's like, anyways, that's besides the point. I also feel like, in general, as a society, I feel like we all, you know, I feel like, I don't know, I've noticed, like, everyone, I feel like we're all kind of in our, like, I don't want anyone to know era, arc, you know? I've been seeing that. I just feel like they're so, like, I feel like Gen Z as a society, you know, my age group, we go through different phases. I feel like right now everyone's in the, like, y'all don't need to know anything about me phase. Or maybe you're in your oversharing phase, whatever, it's so fine. Yeah. Anyways, I've been talking for a long ass time. I've been talking so long that I somehow need to go pee again. I really hope I haven't been screaming into the microphone. If I have, I'm so sorry. I promise I won't do it again. Like, I will get better. We'll do better. But anyways, I like how, like, at the beginning of the podcast, when the sun was out, I was so fucking hyper. And now that the sun has set and, like, the vibes are low, like, I'm, like, more mellow. Like, I am just, like, we can get a little bit of everything on this podcast. But yes, I love you guys so fucking much. I hope you guys like this, like, style, this format. I mainly am in my car because I had nowhere else to record in, like, a quiet setting, and my car was, like, as quiet as it could get. But now, like, the windows are out and, like, traffic is right next to me. And, like, there's, like, literally a man staring at me from across the parking lot. So I guess it, like, defeated the purpose of why I started filming in my car. But I am honestly comfortable. I'm comfortable and I like this. And this is vibes. And, like, even though the man is staring at me. Do you get what I'm saying? Even though the man is staring at me, he's not bothering me. I'm, like, chilling in, like, the Walgreens parking lot right now. And it's just, like, this is a good vibe. So I might keep doing this. I think I am going to keep doing this. I might keep doing this. I don't know. I hope you guys liked this episode of Bit My Tongue. Maybe follow the Instagram. Maybe follow the YouTube if you want so you can get more updates. I will actually, you know, give you guys some updates. All right, you guys. I'm going to go pee. Go piss, girl. I'm trying so hard not to laugh. Okay, I have to go. I literally have to go. I love you guys so much. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Okay, bye.